In the halls of mirrors danced alone the one who was as Larissa known. And so she weaved step by step her powers to a mighty web, to defeat the three, to stretch her wing, till she could reach almost everything. Suddenly in rode on a fiery steed a woman clenched in armor whose heart did bleed. Came to the lady of the hall who stood before her calm and small, drew a dagger, its point to her throat, till Larissa's blood like a ruby showed. Please, Larissa, speak to me. Will your mirror set me free? Will it give to me for what I long before the yearning gets too strong? They say your power knows no end with silver glasses in your hand. But the lady stood there silently, looked sadly at the scenery. Your words hurt more than your daggers, dear, for I know well how you must feel. What you ask from me is cruelty. You seek my power, so wait and see. And the mirror turned grey and blind, frozen by some magic of strange kind. First there were shadows, then there was light, and the glass revealed Larissa's might. And the warrior woman, strong and free, began to weep from what she could see. Larissa's voice was soft and kind, so you see inside what you could not find. This is the mirror of the lost things, of the shattered hopes, of the broken wings. It's the hardest lesson I can teach. What you see inside, you will never reach. The woman cried and touched the glass, in which the vision faded fast. And from Larissa's throat she took the dagger, and without a look she turned and left the sorceress free, who never knew what she did see. They say her power knows no end with silver glasses in her hand, but far mightier than the gift to see are time and space and destiny. In her halls Larissa dances still, to break these three,